7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, begin transmission.
Yeah. Okay. What the hell is that thing? I think we know what we're doing. Okay. Let's get this going. The current time is 1930 UTC, and that means it's time for another exciting episode of The Dubious Goals Committee with Beeps. So I'm standing here in my kitchen, and I'm looking out the window. I was just washing up my breakfast dishes, and I think there's a mushroom in my backyard. I can see it over there. Yeah, that is definitely a mushroom. And I think that, of course, does mean that we need to go outside and check it out, but I'm kind of afraid to do so because I suspect it's hot. So let's look out the window here at my thermometer. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yee, 30 degrees. 30 degrees, okay. Well, that means we're not going to be outside for long, but we better go check it out. So I'm going to come downstairs here. Oh, and I wonder if I should water my grass. I probably should. And we're going to throw on the old crappy shoes here. And we're going to go out the back door. Oh, I'm in the direct sun and it's blazing hot. Yeah, it's going to be a crappy day. Oh, there's little white butterflies flying around in my backyard over by my grass, which seems to be growing. There's one tall shoot in the middle clump. That's about 50 centimeters high. I also think I have some volunteer corn back here. I noticed this yesterday when I was watering. The azalea bush is just going great guns. It would appear that I have... Yeah, this is corn. Is this trying to make a corn cob? I have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Geez, there's like a bunch back there. Those aren't so great though. There's another half a dozen back there. But this thing that looks like corn is already flowering or whatever, and it's not even up to my knee. Yeah, over here I have corn too. Now I know what you're thinking. Tobe, we know that you're a proud Nebraskan Cornhusker, but does that really necessarily mean you need to grow corn? Well, it's not that I'm growing corn. I didn't plant any corn. This is squirrels. This is a squirrel conspiracy to grow corn in my backyard. Squirrels, you know, they love corn. And people buy squirrel corn around here and feed it to squirrels. And I used to myself, but I haven't in a couple years. And so squirrels, you know, they like to bury food. And so they've been burying corn over there, and now I've got corn growing. So that's great. But as I work my way up here into the trees, yes, I've got a lovely, lovely mushroom growing up here. And I forget what these are called. These start with A. They're not amanitas. They're not amontadillos. They're not armadillos. They're amahathathpa. I can't remember, but this is a nice one. the stalk right at the base where it's coming out of the ground is about 15 millimeters in diameter, and it tapers up to about a centimeter. The cap is a good 7 centimeters in diameter. All the gills are fully stretched out and exposed. It's going to start sporing out soon. That cap's a good centimeter thick. Pretty nice. Right here by some wild strawberries. Ooh, my knees are kind of stiff today. So I'm going to take a look into the hidden corner of the yard. I'm looking at the stump. The stump that is also the raccoon toilet. There's a couple little things sticking out. And there's some tiny little mushrooms. Looks like little... Oh, the gills are dark. It looks like little coprinus of some kind. So that's nice. We got some mushroom action going here in the backyard today. Huh. Pretty excited. I'm happy. Yay, mushrooms. Grow, 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 babies. Grow, grow, grow. All right, what else is happening out here in the backyard? Oh, not much of anything, to be perfectly honest. There's some birds chirping around, doing chirpy bird stuff. So while I'm out here, I'm gonna come over here and turn on some water. Just a little drizzly dribble of water. And then we're gonna... Oh, hey, here's a wasp that got eaten by a wasp killer. We're gonna take the hose here and we're gonna drag it over to the azalea. Oh. And how's this grass clump growing? Yeah, there's one like little clumpy coming up, but I really need to try to kill some of these weeds. Take the damn weeds out. So I'm plucking up some weeds. Look at this clump of prairie grass. It's got a couple little shoots coming out of it. This clump over here, it's kind of sad, but look, there's one little guy coming up. One little dude. And then there's all this corn. Or what appears to be corn. I'm going to let the corn go. I'm dying to see what happens. Ugh, but I'm in the direct sunlight. This is not smart. So, we're going to back off. And I am going to go back indoors. Because that sounds like the safest plan all around. Oh boy, it is. It's warm. It's going to get warmer. Alright, taking the shoes off. Oh, I feel better already. Oh yes, okay. Back in a nice cool room. What are we going to do? What are we going to do? Well, ooh, let me sit down here and give it some thought. Oh, I know what we should probably do. Synth. Who wants to do some synth? Okay, so let's grab some synth here. Ooh. And get this cable out of the way. Why is everything in my way today? Okay, we got some synth, and I've got a cat. Hi. Hi, yes, you're the fluffy baby. I have to do synth now. And the cat's licking my fingers as I try to play the synth. Yes, hello, thank you for licking my fingers. Except now I can't see the synth. Because we gotta do some synthin'.
What are you doing? Yes, get your face out of my face. It's some face-on-face violence. Who's a bazunker? Go blank. We got Kitty Bazips. Alright, I'm looking for some drums. Whatever that is. I want... I want Doke Ducks. The cat is... What are you doing? Still trying to lick my fingers. That's cat... That's a cat on the keyboard. This is also kitties on the... Hi! Hi, yes, I'm trying to synth now. Thank you. Uh-oh. Something is broken on the synth from cats walking on it. All I get is... Oh, she must have stepped on this button. Yes, okay. Do I want Doke Ducks? What do I want? Yeah. I think this is where we're going with this. So let's get back into the sequencer here and wipe it out. And I'm gonna sit here and drop these babies in as kicks. Just because that's interesting. And more of this. And one of those. And one of those. And, wait, we're on, what are we on? We're on this? Yeah, what the hell? Clap? Maybe a clap will work. Yeah. Maybe. That's a maybe, but this has to go. Where is it? And instead of that, there, we're gonna put in that instead. I don't know what that's supposed to be, but I'm gonna take it. Boy, my air conditioner sure is loud today. Why so loud? Oh, because it's super hot. That's right, I remember now. Okay, so let's take a bar of this. And we're going to say, Happy Easter. It's not Easter, I don't think. It could be. Okay, I don't know what that's supposed to be, but I kind of like it. So, let's now add something to this. We got to have some 16ths. Because we are rocking some swing. Chang. Well, there's that ride.
but I kind of use that ride a lot. Let's go somewhere else. Weird. Yeah, that's our boy. All right, so we go back to here. And we're just gonna, go 1, 2, 3, space, 1, 2, space, 1, space, 1, 2, space, 1, 2, 3. And we get this. Now, we're going to take some of these and put these in. And we're going to take that there and there and there. And we're going to put one in the middle of here. Tip, tip, tip. And we're going to take out. Ooh, that's weird. We should probably. And then the cat's back. Pippa, I need kitties to be out of my face right now. I'm doing important committees. Why is this cat in my face? I'm taking out all the original the thingies where we get overlap. So we're just gonna get this cool thing that sounds like this. Yes, you're a good baby. Thanks for being a nice kitty and not being a wonky cat, but you're being wonky gazoogans. Wonky gazoogans here. Okay. And so there's our loop now. But I got it on two tracks so we can do this. The cat is licking my fingers as I'm trying to control the synth. Why are you so weird? Why are you being a weird baby today? Okay, where am I? I still got this cat just wigging out. What you doing, bazonkers? How am I supposed to get any work done when I've got a cat sitting here trying to lick my fingers? You're a wonky bazonker. Okay, let's stop this a second. And let's consider a bass line. Where's that bass sound that I liked? That'll work. It gets grunky. But we're not going to use it that way. Hit the one, because we're doing something a little bit funky here, aren't we? When you're playing the funk, you got to hit the one. I learned that from James Brown. I do not know James Brown, but I wish I did. And we go dunk a dunk dunk, and then we can go wait, let's get this back over here. We'll go wait, am I doing it right? Where am I at? Okay, we got a bass line. Oh wait, I got it on. How did I do that? Wait,
Okay, this happened when the cat stepped on the keyboard. Oh, I'm doing it wrong. I broke it. Now it's really wonky. Now it's stupid. There we go. But it's playing... It's playing Pendulum, and I don't want Pendulum. Okay. I didn't even know it could do this. What happens if I push shift and turn? Okay, yeah, okay, here we go. Maybe we need to put another dunk dunk. Let's drop another thump right there. That's not what I wanted. I wanted it... Do I want it here? Yeah, okay. I like that. I like that. So what we're going to do is... stop that. We're going to put that down as the first bar of the bass line. And we're going to make this a 2-bar bass line, I think, just for coolness. And everybody likes a slanky bass line. So let's take what we have. And let's... shift it 45 degrees. So now our bass line is this. That's the second bar, see? And so now what we do is we go blonk, blonk, blonk. Okay. Then we what? We chop off the little tail. Zoop. And then we weld the two bars together by doing this. Yes. Okay. We now have a 2-bar bass line. And with the drums, it sounds something like this. That's confusing. Yeah. Okay, so that's a thing that's happening. How many tracks we got left? Just one. And so we need to put something into it, don't we? Yes, we do. Not that. We're gonna have to do some deep searching here. Alright, so what do we got? No. 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 Oh. Okay, yeah. That funky square might do something fun. So, what are we doing? Here's the bass line through it. What if we just chopped some of this out like this? What if this was just our riff? Except
We'd have to put that. So where are we going to put that? How are we going to line that up with what we got? Huh. I don't know. That doesn't fly, does it? Okay, well, how about something like this? I need another hand here. What if we did that and it went like this? I don't know. What's it sound like with the rest of the thingy? Let's see. Okay. Kinda. We need to, mix this down a little bit. Okay. It's kind of a thing. Is it not? Wait, what key is we in? Note. Hit that one, Tobe. Not that one. This one. So are we in D or are we in what is this note? C, D, E, F, G, 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 D, it's all the goddamn same thing. Yeah. Music. It's easy. Don't let anybody tell you otherwise. But I want to find a different sound.
This is the end of the line for me.
Damn it.
The end of the line, yes.
Time for an end of the line jam. Go. Thank you.